Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you hate to clean your house? Well, if you're somebody that hates it, you might look a second time at doing it yourself, because there is some health benefits to cleaning their house, to cleaning your house. And yes, I did say that. Health benefits. My guest is Richard Cotton, or Dick Cotton. He is the National Director of Certification Programs for the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dick. So cleaning our house. Let's talk about some of the benefits, because there's a list of them. Let's start with the most obvious, which is the exercise portion of it.
Certainly, there's a fabulous exercise benefit to cleaning. It tends to be lower level physical activity, like that of a 20-minute walk kind of physical activity, but it is every bit as continuous as a 20-minute walk, and it has a lot of variety, that using different muscles, squatting, bending, climbing stairs, pushing a vacuum, you know, lifting, all of that involved, some of it even a bit more higher intensity. So it's, once again, another great cross-training workout.
Well, that's cool, and I love to hear that, you know, you can use it as a cross-training workout, and that it's not just something you're doing to avoid exercising, but that you can actually get some exercise doing it. And I mean, if your floors are dirty and you're sweeping them and then you get down and you're really scrubbing them, that's some pretty hard labor, not to mention moving furniture, you know, vacuuming around them, pushing a heavy vacuum, carrying that up the stairs, laundry, carrying laundry up the stairs, up and down the stairs. If you're a mother, you've done it a million times. It's just what you do. So there's an exercise benefit. Now, what about allergies, Dick? Because people have allergies, especially this time of the year, and they can crop up. But cleaning your house can actually help with those allergies, can't it?
Oh, you turn right again. In fact, it's a necessity. You know, vacuuming and keeping the dust down by, you know, cleaning it up, especially vacuuming with a vacuum with a HEPA filter, and having a good filter on your furnace and making sure that gets changed. There's a little bit of activity right there, is heading off to the hardware store, buying the right size filter, coming home, putting it in. Not only gives, there's a lot of nice low-level physical activity, but it also cuts down on the dust in the house, which can lead to a whole lot of troubles.
Well, and so can, I mean, changing your bed sheets is an obvious thing for people that suffer from allergies, but changing your bed sheets, again, is a little bit of extra physical activity. It's, you know, lifting up the mattress, moving around a bit, taking the laundry, washing it, and then there's the scrubbing around places that are subject to mold, mildew, and, you know, dust mites, getting under furniture, under hutches and things, getting those dust balls. Animal fur, which collects under hutches. Up and down you go, you're really getting a bunch of these things out of the way, aren't you?
You sure are, and it's just, once again, it's a lot of varied movement, and it gets rid of the dust. You got to get rid of the mold. You got to probably use something to kill the mold. But then there's also the psychological benefit of living in such a positive manner and being proud that you've cleaned up the house, and you're really living in a clean environment. That has benefits too. I bet people sleep more soundly in a clean house than they do a dirty house.
I know that I do. I love where you're going with that, because the stress of knowing your house is dirty, the stress of the piles of laundry that have not been done, is a real thing. And we know what stress and raising cortisol levels and contributing to heart disease and belly fat and everything else. So the release, the feeling of relief that comes from getting your laundry all done. I know this feeling, Dick. So I know that you're right on with that. It feels great.
Yeah, it is great. And, you know, and see, when your house is dirty, it's evidence that you're sort of, what's the matter with me? Why am I not keeping up? And when your house is clean, it's a feeling of being in control and being on top of life, instead of life being on top of you. It's really the greatest.
Wow, aren't we getting deep here? I love that. It does give you a feeling of being on top of it. And I know, listeners, you've got to have felt this too. When my house is dirty, I say, God, why can't I keep up? Why? I know I'm busy. I know I'm working. I know the kids have things. But why can't I just get the motivation? 20 minutes later, I'd have this kitchen floor swept. It's really, you know, you're right. It gives you that sense of control and that sense of feeling a little bit virtuous and, of course, the physical activity. Now, as deep as we're getting, I want to take another sort of avenue turn here. When you clean, cleaning your kitchen and going into the pantry. Let's talk about the feeling that goes there and the health benefits of cleaning out your pantry.
Cleaning out the pantry, cleaning out the refrigerator, yes. Because you get rid of borderline foods, for one thing, that actually could make you sick. You get food, get rid of foods that aren't so healthy and replacing them with more healthy foods. And then once again, you just get the benefit, the immediate feedback by looking into a well-organized pantry or refrigerator that, you know, that I'm making this life work.
You know, just the other day, I did one of my kitchen cabinets that has all of sort of like my sugar and flour and seasonings and things, and I organized it all so that I had my vinegars and my oils. It may have seemed a little anal, but I'm telling you, I've opened it 16 times since then, shown everyone who's come to my house and been like, look at that. And besides, you mentioned the junk food and this food that's a little iffy. If you take a minute to go through your pantry and really get rid of the white processed things. And some of the stuff you're like, I'm not eating that. Or maybe I don't need to eat that. Maybe it gives you a little bit of a second look, huh, Dick? That you can look at these things and say, you know what? Maybe I'd like to see some brown rice and some, you know, quinoa and some different kinds of grains in here as opposed to what I'm seeing.
Yeah, yeah. You make room for those things. Because I mean, it's sort of like your closet. You know, what haven't I worn in 6 months, and then suddenly you have big gaps in your closet. You can create those same gaps in your pantry and refrigerator to fill with quality things, and as long as you're on the roll, you're more likely to buy quality foods once you've cleaned it up, because it's all part of the process of living life fully.
I think that's true. I really, really do agree with you. And that if you look at all the products in your pantry, and you would certainly want your pantry to be more full, or your pantry to be less full than your refrigerator, because that would say that you've got more fresh food than you do foods that are boxed up and fit in the pantry, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Huh?
So, I mean, and I like to, you know, another bit of advice I like to give people also, Dick, is that if you clean out your refrigerator, use everything up. You have to be more creative with your meals, which generally makes you more healthy with your meals, and then you get to go shopping and load everything kind of up again.
Yes, with all good fresh stuff.
With all good fresh stuff, right? So wrap it up for us in the last minute here, Dick. You know, you're the National Director for Certification for the American College of Sports Medicine. You see what's going on out there in the world of health from the world's best and most respected organization in the world. Give us your best advice for cleaning out your life, cleaning your pantry, your house, and the health benefits of it all.
Yeah, okay, so let's just say pantry, refrigerator, closet, creating space for good, healthy stuff and positive living. Compare that to coming home from work, grabbing the remote, sitting on the couch, and not taking care of any of that stuff, going to bed in your messy house, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not fun, and it's a place that we really need to take a look and get out of that rut and take care of business around the house to live life in a more full, happy manner.
In a more full, happy manner. We can clean it up, clean up your lives, clean up the pantry, clean out your refrigerator, use products that you have so that you can, you know, in other countries where they don't have the obesity problem that we have, they buy their food every day fresh. And, you know, it may sound like it's going to be more expensive, but it's really not, because you're eating fresher fruits and vegetables. So go ahead, clean out your pantry, clean out the dog hair, clean the toilets. Not so fun, but very satisfying. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.